Hey y'all, welcome to the Lead Her Ship podcast. I'm Brittany Howard, a mama of six and top leader of a multi-million dollar team, and I love to talk about leadership topics that maximize our impact in our homes, relationships, and in the marketplace as we endeavor to juggle all of our responsibilities well. This podcast is for Christian mamas who either are leaders in network marketing or who aspire to be. I have coached a lot of people to the six-figure level and beyond, and I'm going to share with you here what I share with my team that has helped us build this business with a long-term focus in mind and have very meaningful relationships throughout the journey. We're going to dive into the emotions and thoughts that come with building a business. We're going to deal with relationship dynamics that come with leading a team, especially when your team happens to be your actual friends. We're going to discuss ways to help your team catch the bigger vision with you and how to coach them to success. And we're going to do it all through a biblical lens. Happy New Year, guys. I am so excited about 2024 and all of the opportunities and the possibilities that it is going to offer us. I hope that you guys have taken some time to reflect on the year 2023 and your biggest lessons learned and what went well and what didn't and the causes behind all of it. And I hope that you have made a game plan for 2024. I hope that you have cultivated your vision for every area of your life and that you have an actionable game plan to bring your vision to reality. I'm also excited about this podcast for 2024 and excited to continue sharing with you what I'm learning and how I'm growing, and looking forward to hearing from you how you're learning and growing. And I hope and pray that the podcast continues to add value to not just your business, but also your life as you endeavor to juggle multiple things well. Now, in 2023, I released a new podcast episode every Tuesday, but in 2024, I'm actually going to change that podcast day to Wednesday because that is what works best with the flow of my work week and what I have going on with my family. So just a quick note about that. Wednesday, new podcast day. So welcome to season two of the Lead Her Ship podcast. And I wanted to kick this year off on a high note. And so today I want to recap for you a great conversation that I had with one of the jewels from my team yesterday. And her name is Terry Richardson. And she gave me full permission to recap our conversation for you in hopes that it would add value to all of you. Now, Terry's current situation is that she has recently developed 4 new level 1 business builders, and she is excited, and rightly so, because there are few things more exciting in this industry than when you have people on your team who are excited to work this business with you. Am I right? But Terry is not brand new. She has been doing this for several years, and so she is fully aware of the emotional roller coaster that can take place in this business, because sometimes you do feel very excited. You feel like you are on cloud 9 and nothing can take you down. But then there are other days where you feel like you straight up want to pull your hair out. And so Terry is excited currently, and she is asking me, how do I keep this excitement? And also, how do I maintain a good work-life balance while I am so excited? Because we all know that when you are excited about your business and you have people on your team who are excited about the business, it's super fun. And it can be hard to like peel yourself away from wanting to work your business all the time. Or even if you are being very intentional about being present with your family, even if you put your phone in a completely different room, it can still be hard to turn it off mentally so that you're not just physically in the room with your family or with your people that you love, but you're also mentally present as well. So great questions. And we spent some time yesterday talking these things through. And so I just wanted to share with you here what we landed on. Okay, so let's tackle the first part of Terry's question first, which is, how do I keep this excitement? And my response to that is, well, how did you get that excitement in the first place? Where did the excitement come from? And so Terry fleshed that out. She talked that through, and we came up with a formula for her to keep her excitement levels where they currently are at. And I want you to know, guys, that it is possible to feel excited about your business, like, all the time, because I pretty much do. As a matter of fact, there are very few times where I don't feel excited about my business. I'm pretty much always feeling pretty excited about my business and future possibilities because I am intentionally taking these steps to keep myself in that state of excitement. So the reason that I even responded to Terry's question about how do I stay this excited with another question of how did you get this excited in the first place was to increase her awareness of the action steps that she took that created that result that she's now enjoying called excitement. So when Terry started thinking back to what all led up to this feeling of excitement that she has right now, she realized that it started by attending a training event with people who had similar goals, values, and vision as she has. She left that event with very high belief because she realized that, A, she is normal. All of her struggles that she has in her life and in her business, normal. And B, she could do it. She got trained, she got equipped. So she left with very high belief, feeling like, I can do this. And also believing, people need to know what I know about this opportunity. So when she left that event and got home, her high belief led to bold action. And that bold action created results, which ended up being 4 new level 1 business builders. You know how we say that this business is 80% mindset and only 20% skill set? Well, yeah. There you go. There's a good example of that. And you know how also a few weeks ago on the podcast, we talked about staying close to the fire and why that is so important? Well, yeah, here's an example of that too. It starts with staying close to the fire. I want you guys to know that that training event that Terry went to, it required investment and it required sacrifice. It cost her money and it cost her time. It cost her resources to invest in that event. But she knew that it would build her belief. And so she saw the value in it. And so she got herself close to the fire and she did it on purpose. And I just want you guys to know that I have the same habit. So when I say that I am usually in a pretty much constant state of excitement about my business and future possibilities and goals and just believing in what is going to come, it is because I have a habit of intentionally keeping myself close to the fire. And if there comes a point in my business where I am not feeling excited or I realize that my belief is low, then I will take action to rectify that as quickly as possible. Sometimes it's in the form of a book. Sometimes it's in the form of a podcast. Sometimes it could be a conversation. It could be a training that I attend or listen to. It could come in a lot of different ways, but I have a daily habit of inputting things that are going to keep my belief and my excitement about the future high. So there is your formula for keeping your excitement high. Stay close to the fire because that's going to keep your belief high. When your belief is high, that leads to bold action, and the bold action is exactly what creates the results. So if you can do that once to create your excitement, and you realize that you did all of those things intentionally, then you can do it over and over and over. As a matter of fact, that is precisely what high performers do. High performers have a habit of creating their own energy, and that is how they do it. There's your formula. And I also just want to add right here that before Terry and I even started talking about how to stay excited and then how to maintain proper work-life balance when you are so excited about your business and are tempted to work all the time, before we even jumped into that part of the conversation, I had already asked her, have you taken time to reflect on the year 2023? And if so, what were the biggest lessons that you learned? And here's what she said. The biggest lessons that I learned in 2023 were to embrace the hard and find joy in the process. And I'm sharing that with you because I want you to know that creating four new level one business builders is not Terry's norm. As a matter of fact, 2023 was actually a very challenging year for Terry. And so at the end of the year is when we attended that training event together, and she left with her belief very high. And then despite the challenges that she had faced in the year, she ended on a very strong note. She ended the year feeling very excited about what's to come, and she's beginning this year feeling very excited about the future and feeling very excited about reaching her goals and making progress. And so I just think that's so important for everyone to understand, because it's so easy to compare ourselves to what we see as someone else's success, but really we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. We don't usually see the whole process of what someone had to go through or the challenges that they had to overcome in order to produce the result that they're now enjoying. So I'm super proud of Terry's grit and her determination and her action that she intuitively knew she had to take to get herself close to the fire so that she could build her belief, get her excitement levels high again, and go and take bold action in her business, which has now produced the result of all of these new business builders. Okay, so let's go on to the second part of the question, which was, how do I stay balanced between my work and my personal life when I am this excited about my business? Valid question, because when we are this excited and things are so fun, it is really easy to be sucked into it all day, every day. And like I said, not just sitting there physically working your business, looking at your device and responding to messages, but also mentally, when things are in momentum and it feels very fun and exciting, it can be very hard to shut that off mentally so that you can be present with your family or the people that you need to be present with. It's literally like a dopamine hit every single time you open your chats, right? It's what we all want. It's what we work so hard for. And when it is here, it is just really hard to want to pull yourself away from it. But we're trying to do multiple things well, right? We're not just trying to be successful in our business only, although we do want to be successful in our businesses, but we also want to be successful at life. And the definition of a high performer is somebody who consistently succeeds beyond standard norms over the long term. So in other words, consistently performing at your best across multiple areas for the long term. And that is the goal, right? We're not just trying to be high achievers in our business alone while our marriage goes to pot and our relationships with our children are non-existent or broken and, you know, our health tanks and our finances are in trouble. Like, we want to prioritize all of our responsibilities and perform well in all of these different areas of our lives that are really important to us because God has called us to it. And we are not trying to sacrifice our why in pursuit of our why, right? So this question of how do I maintain balance in my life when my business feels so fun and I'm so excited about my business that I just feel constantly drawn to it. And this is something that, to be honest with you, I've had to work on a ton and still have to be very careful about not allowing my business to crowd out my other priorities and responsibilities because I truly do enjoy what I do. So when it comes to balance, first of all, you have to define what balance even means for you in this season of your life. So essentially, it starts with clarity on the definition of balance for what God's called you to in this season. So your definition of balance for your life right now in this current season may look very different than somebody who's in your sideline or somebody who's in your upline or somebody who's in your downline. Balance for you may look very different than people around you. And you, God, and your husband should be the ones who are deciding the definition of balance for you and your family in this season of your life. So for example, balance for Terry right now, in this season of her life, looks like being able to work her business full time. Because Terry's current season of life is she has a husband who works full time outside the home, and then she has two children who are both older and very independent. And, you know, they're at school all day or working, but she definitely wants to be there to be present and invest in those relationships and be there for all of life's most important things, right? And so she is definitely able to work full-time hours right now in this season. Maybe that has not always been the case for Terry because previously she also had a job on top of trying to grow this business and be there for her family. So a few years ago, balance for her probably did not look like working full-time hours in her business. It probably looked different. Whenever I first started my business, I had 5 kids at the time. One of them was a nursing infant. 2 of them were toddlers who were into everything. And then 2 of them, I was homeschooling. So I was responsible for 100% of their education. And I'm trying to keep up with the house and all the meals and homeschool co-ops and serve at church. And so I definitely was not able to put full-time hours into my business and call that balance. Not saying there were not times where I did not put full-time hours into my business, but in those times, I definitely felt like I was out of balance. And so balance for me during that season would have probably looked like working my business no more than 5 hours a day max. And that would have required me to get up early, stay up late, work during nap time, and then just pockets of time as I could find them. But that would have been balance for me in that season. So you need to define for you, what does balance actually mean for you in this season? How many hours a day can you commit to working your business with a good conscience and call it good balance? All right, so once you're clear on what balance even means for you in this season, then you're going to need to prioritize the right activities intentionally and with discipline during the time that you do have to work your business. Now, this is a big one, y'all, because a lot of times it's not the problem is not that we don't have enough time. The problem is that we're not doing the right things with the time that we do have, or we're just wasting a lot of time, if we're being completely honest with ourselves, right? But it is possible to be intentional with the time that you do have to put into your business. But again, that starts with clarity. So you have to determine what is the most important goal to you right now. What's the most important thing that you are working toward? Is it your next rank? Is it getting back to a rank? Is it earning a contest prize? Is it several of those things? You have to determine what is that goal that's so important to you that it's hard for you to stop thinking about it. And then once you're clear on what that thing is, then you have to determine what are the activities that are going to get me to that goal. So for Terry, the things that she needs to make sure that she is prioritizing every single day consistently would be creating her social media content and sending out new invites to ask people if they're open to checking out her products or her opportunity, following up with people who she has started conversations with previously, but they have not enrolled yet. Retention work. So providing great customer service to the customers that she already has, and also providing great customer service to the new business builders that she has. So all of those things have to be her top priorities in her business. And even on her most chaotic days, she needs to make sure that she's getting those things done. And then other important things in her business that are, they need to be priorities, but they're not as high of a priority as the other needle drivers that I just listed out, would be she's going to throw some events in there sometimes. She's going to be doing coaching calls with the business builder she has on her team. She's going to be creating trainings and on and on and on. You're never going to run out of things that you could be doing to grow your business. Like you're just never going to run out of ideas, possibilities, things you could create, things you could implement. Like it's endless, okay? So this skill of prioritization, it's imperative, especially if balance is a concern for you. So some tips on prioritization and making sure that you get the most important things done consistently: do the hardest thing first. If you have a list of 10 things that you have to do and one or two of them you're dreading, do them first, get them out of the way, and then use the things that you actually look forward to doing as a reward for doing the things that you don't enjoy doing. Also important that you get all of your higher priority daily non-negotiables completed before you go to the other priorities in your business. So like I said, for Terry, that's going to be working on her personal business first, creating her content, reaching out to new people, following up with people, providing great customer care to her customers and her new business builders. And once all of that is done, then she can schedule her coaching calls or plan her events or create her trainings or get those recognition posts up for her team or answer messages from her team or whatever else it is that she needs to get done in her business. All of those things need to come after she has gotten the needle driving, high priority, daily things done that she needs to be consistent with in order to grow her business and not just maintain her business, because there is a difference. Okay, so once you got clarity on your definition of balance for you in this season and you have clarity on the prioritization of the activities and in what order you need to do things each day in your business, the next thing you're going to want to add in to create balance is transitions. And what I mean by transitions is these are just little daily routines, activities, or habits that you can implement that kind of trigger in your mind that you are transitioning from one thing to the next. So that could be you're transitioning from work to not work, or it could be that even within your work, you're transitioning from, okay, I'm going to be in the IPA box to, okay, now I'm going to get in the content creation box. So just transitioning from one thing to the next, the high performers have these types of transitions that they do intentionally so that they can show up fully present and fully focused and at their best for whatever it is that they're doing and for whoever it is that they are with. So transitions are really there to help you be mentally present with whoever you are with and not just physically present. And it really could be anything that you use to trigger yourself to transition, but it could be like doing jumping jacks, or it could be just setting an alarm and then asking yourself a series of questions mentally before you go on to the next thing. It could be several things, but let's talk about some different ways that you can implement some transitions. Okay, the first thing is you need to give yourself some transition time. And it may only be a minute or two that is needed for you to mentally transition, but go ahead and have the expectation that you need to set aside a few minutes before you go on to the next thing to mentally prepare yourself or transition to the next thing. Once your time is up for working your business, then you can shut your device or put your phone down and stand up or change positions. You could stand up, you could do jumping jacks, you could do some push-ups, whatever it is, maybe you just want to stand, but whatever it is, change positions and then ask yourself some questions. Who needs me on my A game right now? And how do I want these people to experience me right now? So if you are transitioning from working your business to now I'm going to be mom and wife, then you need to be asking yourself, who needs me on my A game? Well, obviously, my family, my children, and my husband. How do I want my family to experience their mom right now? How do I want my husband to experience his wife right now? And then you can just visualize for a second how you want their experience with you to be, and then you need to put your device away. Most people have more than one devices that they can use, because I know that we use our phones or whatever for more than just work, right? I mean, I use mine to track my food and look at my calendar and all kinds of things. And so there are some apps, like if I'm going to track my food, I don't have to have my phone to do that. I can put my phone in another room and use my iPad to track my food if I need to. I can use my iPad for anything personal that is not work related, and I don't have any notifications going to that iPad from like Messenger or text messages or anything like that. Everything on that device is just for personal use only, so I'm not distracted by messages and things like that coming through. When I need to pick up that iPad to, you know, use it to look at a recipe on Pinterest while I'm cooking dinner, or pull it up to track my food or whatever. If you don't have an extra device that you can do that with, then you will have to separate your personal life from your work life on your phone. And that could look like using Messenger or Instagram or whatever platform you use to actually grow your business. You have your team message you there. Don't have your team text messaging you, and you can communicate that boundary in love. This is something that I have implemented over the last year, and it has helped me tremendously to be able to separate my personal life from my business, or separate my business from my phone, or be able to have my phone in my hand and it not mean that I am actually working my business or that I'm not thinking about working my business, okay? So I have just lovingly asked my team, who has my number, which they all do, but I've just said, if it's personal, like if it's friend related, text me, because I don't want to, you know, tune out my friends or whatever, but I do need to be able to turn my work brain off so that I can be fully present for my family. And so if you don't mind, if it's anything business related, would you please put that on Messenger? That way I can better compartmentalize. And you know what is interesting? I was so nervous to implement that boundary because I was so worried about how it was going to be perceived, but I was pleasantly surprised to realize that they were actually relieved that I put that boundary in place, because it gave them freedom to do the same thing. So it actually ended up being really good leadership. So if that is a concern for you, putting healthy boundaries in place, just know that as a leader, when you have healthy boundaries, you give your team freedom and permission to do the same thing. So anyways, if you have a separate device that you can use to help you separate your business from your personal life, then do that. If not, then you can separate your business from your personal life even on one device. You just have to have good boundaries. During those hours where you are intentional about being mentally present with your family or whoever it is that you're trying to be mentally present for, and you have put your device away so that you're not distracted by it, it's a really good idea to keep a notepad and pen handy so that if a thought comes up or an idea comes up or something pops up that you know you need to do, you can write it down and brain dump without having to worry about if you're going to remember it later. Because you won't, and you know that you won't, and so then you're going to worry about forgetting it, and you know it's important. So don't go pick up your phone and put it in your to-do list if that's where your to-do list is. Just keep a notepad and pen handy so that you can brain dump as things come up, and then you can go back to it when you are in your business hours. And the last thing I will say on balance is have a habit of going to bed with gratitude for the things that you got done that day on your mind, versus stress and pressure about all of the things that you know you need to get done tomorrow. So I definitely think it's good practice to go ahead and review your time blocker before you go to bed so that you do know what is coming tomorrow, and you just remind yourself, okay, here's my game plan for tomorrow. And if you need a time blocker, then I will drop the link to mine that I use in the show notes. But when you get to bed at night, instead of lying there thinking about tomorrow, you need to shut those thoughts out of your mind intentionally. Don't allow yourself to think those thoughts. Choose instead to think about what you're grateful for that you got done today. Even if you feel like you didn't get as much done as you had planned to get done, or the day didn't go like you thought it was going to go, or it didn't even feel very productive, choose gratitude. Choose to dwell on gratitude, because what you focus on expands. You are going to actually see more of what you are focused on. So, for example, if you buy a new white Lexus GX, then suddenly you're going to notice how many people drive a Lexus GX. Does that mean that suddenly when you bought your Lexus GX that everybody else got one too? Probably not. It simply just means you're more focused on it, and so you notice it, right? And so what you dwell on and what you choose to think about, and it is a choice, that's why I'm saying what you choose to think about, that is going to determine what you see more of. And so at night before you go to bed, drift off to sleep thinking about what you're grateful for from that day. And let tomorrow worry about itself. Happy New Year, y'all. I am so excited about 2024. So, was this helpful to you today? If it was, would you do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts? And it also means the world to me when you guys shout me out on social media and tag me. Your feedback is so valuable and so encouraging to me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this week, guys. See y'all next week.